Okay, Russell. And then we gave the next bump of packets. I gave out envelopes also. Those that didn't get envelopes will get next time. We ran out of envelopes. So we'll keep it in this, and then I'll buy more envelopes later. Okay. Today, so the schedule, today we're going to do the shiur on Ona Beinonis. And Monday we won't have shiur. Tuesday is the Bechina, sign up at Rabbi Tuchman. And then Wednesday and Thursday we'll have the shiur at 9:30. 9:15, I think, whatever, the regular time. Next week we'll have the set of Monday, Wednesday. The shiur will be Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. So we've been mentioning the vestos that we've been mentioning so far is the Vestos HaChodesh and the Haflaga. And those are the... now the third Vestos of common Vestos is called the Ona Beinonis, which means the average period. Ona Beinonis. The Ona Beinonis if you look in the Rashba on page 2, it says Aval P in the bottom of the right corner. Aval P shall also Yom Esrim Kosheshes Liyom Shloshim Liryasa. Fishihi Ona Beinonis, the robe notion. In other words, if a woman, say, was supposed to let's go further up. Vata, the first word on the line is Vata. Ve'ata. See? Ve'ata levaya misha ein lo vesis kavua. Whereas, if a woman has a vesis kavua, meaning she sees in a certain consistent pattern three times in a row, so that's it. She has a vesis kavua. But if she doesn't have a vesis kavua, so maybe we make a special day for her to be the Vestos Kavua. So this woman never has a Vestos Kavua. And once you have a Vestos Kavua, then you choshish for the Vestos Kavua. But if she doesn't have a Vestos Kavua, so we make Yom Shloshim to be the honorary Vestos Kavua for her. Why? Because that is the day that Rov Noshim Darkam Liros. So it says, Ketzad, Horesh HaRosel, Vosof Esrim Chazar HaRosel, Shigiyim Esrim Choshes Vosu Yom Vasruo Kol Vosu Yonu. Chazar HaRosel, Horesh Choshes Gam Vosu Esrim Bacherim. Vezu Vesas Kavua. The Morasa raised a neck of Shuvay and a Cheshvam. Aval Pichel also Yom Esrim Cheshes Yom Shloshim Liyosos Vishal Ona Beinin as the Rov Nashim. So, in other words, if she doesn't have a Vestos Kavua, she's Cheshes for Yom Shloshim. So, therefore, she doesn't necessarily have this pattern, but since Rov Nashim since Rov Nashim have this pattern that they see on Yom Shloshim, so that becomes the Vestis Kavua for women that don't have a Vestis Kavua. Now, this Rashba is a Chiddush, because the Gemara never really says this idea. There is the phrase "ona beinonis" does not appear in the Gemara in the context of being choshish v'vestos. So we saw that aflaga is in the Gemara. That's the only thing that's beferish in the Gemara. Even the chodesh, the Ramban claims, is not really beferish in the Gemara. So the only thing that the Gemara says you're choshish for is haflaga. So where does the Gemara have the concept of ona beinonis? In what context? So take a look on page 3.
We see Venus,
means
the first day
she meets, that's day 1.
Yeah. And then day 30, that's the day that we're fresh up again. Right.
Why is it called
Venus?
Benini.
Benini is the average.
Okay. So it's not that most women have it on the 30th, it's the average of the
I mean,
the average is it's not actually an average, right?
I mean, in other words, that's what most people, that's the middle of the road. So in other words, some people have it a little early, some people have it a little late. And then that's, the Rashba says that's what Rov Noshim have.
And that's also
what
Rov Noshim
have. Yes, so that's the Rov Noshim or the Shvil Hazav. And there's some people who are early, some people are late. So if you take a look in the Mishnah in Nidah Zayin Amud Aleph on page 3, the Mishnah says, "Rav Lezer Omer Arba Noshim Dayin Shaitan." In other words, the first sugya Nidah discusses the concept of Dayin Shaitan, meaning, if somebody gets their period, so when do they have to, let's say they touch Taurus an hour before, so do they have to assume the period just came now, or maybe the period came 24 hours ago, or so, 10 hours ago? So there's a question, how far back do you have to assume? So the Gemara says, somebody, that's the first Mishnah Nida. But this Mishnah talks about that some women, when they get their period, since they really usually don't get their period, so as soon as they got their period, you assume the period came then, not an hour ago, or a month ago, or a day ago. Die in Shaitan right now. Who are these women? The Sula. Muberes, Minika, Uzakena. So Bsula means what? That she's a young girl, so she didn't, she's getting her period now for the first time. Right? Muberes, she's pregnant, so she usually doesn't bleed. Minika, she's nursing, also not. And Zkena means she's reached menopause. So these women normally don't bleed. So if they bleed, they assume that it just happened now. Dayin Shaitan. So the Gemara discusses here in the next Amud on Zion and Beis. Ezeu Zakena. Kol she'ovro le'a sholosh onos. Somuch luzik nosof. That a woman that three cycles have passed and she didn't get her period.
And she's not pregnant.
Well, she's a Zakena.
She's
80
years old.
Yeah, she's not. She's a Zakena. She reached. So how do we know? How do we know that she got her? That she is called a Zakena al pi din. If she's 90, we know. But
that's not last meaning. It could be in the near the age where she also could have gotten pregnant.
Right, so
that's why
we're
not sure.
So there were three. Yeah, she's not pregnant, right? So if three onos passed, three cycles passed, and the period didn't come, and like Jacob says, she's not pregnant, so then you could assume she's a zakena. So it has to be somuch luziknasa. So if you look now on Tesavar Aleph on page 5, Hechi Dami Sombach Lezignosa Amar Vihuda Kol Shech Avrosa Omer Sala Zekenehi. Rav Shimon Omer Kol Shech Omerim La Ima Ima Ve'ena Bosha. Okay. Okay, the Kama Ona. Amar of Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Siya Ona Beina Nishloshim Yom. So, when we say that Kol She'ovro La Shalosh Onos, and she didn't get her period, so it means three cycles of 30 days. Three cycles of 30 days. So, the Rashba learns from this Gemara, you see the concept that that's the normal. That's the norm, is to see every 30 days. So if she has 3 months that she didn't see every 30 days, she's mukhsar to see this. So the Gemara never said it in the context of being parish. Of some, you know, for Vestos. It's just, the Gemara here is saying it in the context of what's called as Kena, that if she had three Ona Beinonises that she didn't see, then she is as Kena. And therefore a dying Shaita. So you, one could maybe, the Rishonim are extrapolating that from here you see that the norm is to see every 30 days. So therefore, that's called the Zman Vestos as well. Even though in the Sugya of Vestos that we learned last time, the Gemara never says you parish the Yom HaVestos. The Sugya barely says the Chodesh. Haflog is the only thing that's explicit. Ari?
In the discussion of the Zakenas, we say three onos, not the three. Not
after 30
days, right?
Well, he says, Ona Beinonis, Shloshim Yom, the verse says. So the Rashba says that this is, made this halacha. It's not in the Gemara. Again, it's in the Gemara in a different context. But not... Well, Taurus will be what's called as Cana. And the other Rishonim follow along. Okay, so that is the... Now, if you look in the Ramban, and then there's another source, I mean, it's not as explicit, but on the first page, where the Gemara says, Kol anoshim b'cheskes tara l'baleim, aboy meradech b'chem b'hem b'cheskes tara. That if a person comes back from the derech and has left his wife, she wasn't an Ida, and he comes back, so he can assume that she's still not an Ida. Amar Rish Lakish, Mishum Rav Yehuda Nisov, Usha Bal Motsa B'toch Yimei Onosa. So Rashi says, B'toch Yimei Onosa, Lamed Yom Lariya. So, Rashi says, if you come, page 1, Tezvav and Aleph, Rashi says, if you come back, Toch Lamed Yom, then you're okay. The Rambam has a different shot, right? The Rambam learned that, I mean, as long as you didn't come back during the Vesis. But Rashi uses that same concept that ona is 30 days, that's the stam ona, but the concept of ona bein is lamed yom, that the Gemara said in the context on Tesamet Beis, in the context of the Zakena case. The Ramban, the Hilchas Nida, here's the Hilchas Nida Ramban that we were talking about. If you want to see on page 8, we mentioned on page 8, column 3, third arrow. It says Vesis Achodish of Sheshlo Bitchiloso the Pamachas Kmosh Biyarnu. Right? So the Ramban speaks about Vesis Achodish. Right? In other words, as a Dover Pashat, that there's a concept of Vesis Achodish, that's what we mentioned. And then he quotes the Halacha on page 7, Haboy Min Haderech. That same idea. So then, the Ramban says another thing. Take a look on page 8 in the third column. The third arrow. Vesis Achodesh Choshesh Lo Betchiloso Bepamachas Kmo Shebiarnu. Aval Vesis Hafloga I Efshar Lochosh Lo Achatira Riyashniya. Because Vesis Achodesh, all you need is one time, and then you Choshesh for the next month. A flogger, you need two terms. She'eni yodas leizes manhim afleges. Nimtza omer, she'aro adam b'rosh chodesh nisan, right? Choshesh l'rosh chodesh iyar. Rasabo, choshesh l'rosh chodesh sivan. Rasabo, hukba ha'veses l'rosh chodoshim. Lo rasabo rosh chodesh sivan, nekar veses v'chodesh choshesh l'veiz v'sivan. Efter to Tira Vitikva versus La Flogus Milam Ralph. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shavu Baflog Rosh Sheni B'Sivan Shenisan Mole V'Yer Koser. In other words, so the Ramban speaks about Haflaga and speaks about the Chodesh. So either you can do a Haflaga, you can have a Chodesh. Those are the ones you have. So the Shach asked the Kasha, how come the Ramban does not mention Koshish for Onabenonis? So the Shach has a Yisod that he develops, and that is that Vesis HaChodesh and Ona Beninus are one and the same. In other words, the normal way that everyone else says is Vesis HaChodesh is when is the Hebrew calendaric day. There's a Chaf, it's Chaf, then Chaf. And Ona Beninus has nothing to do with the Hebrew calendaric day, it's just you count 30 days. Now that could be the same as the Hebrew calendaric day in a month that's chaser, but it could be
29 days,
right? But if it's a month that's mole, then it could be the day after. So the way we normally count, right? In other words, in a month that's, say you go from chaf, say she sees on chaf, right? And the month has 29 days, right? So then, you know, from Chaf to Chaftes, that's 9. And then the next month, you'll have 21 more days. That'll be Chafav, right? But if it would be a 30-day month, right, then you'll have it on Chaf. In other words, on a 30-day month, the Vesis HaChodesh and the Ona Beninus are on the same day. On a Chosir Dika thing, they're a day apart. That's what most people say. But the Shach is going to say in a second, is that no, there's no such thing. There's no separate thing of Ona Beninus. We normally assume Ona Beninus day 30. So the Shach's Kiddush is Ona Beninus, not day 30. Ona Beninus is the same thing as the Vesis HaChodesh. And that's why the Ramban, when he talks about what you're Choshish for, never says to be Choshish also for Ona Beninus. Why? Because he holds that that's what Vesis HaChodesh is. There's no two separate. You see, we normally say the three different Vestos. There's the Chodesh, there's the Haflaga, and the Beninus. That's assuming that the Chodesh is the Chodesh, and the Beninus is day 30. The Shach says no, that Ona Beninus is not day 30. Ona Beninus is the same thing as Vestos HaChodesh. So Memela, you only have to keep two Vestos, the Chodesh and the Beninus. No third thing. And I'll show you that in the Shach for a second. I mean, the Torah quotes this. If you look in the Shach, page 15. Avokashali, second arrow. Avokashali alzed din kain haramban v'arav shabol l'farish v'anu machach shoshes shashichim lochash v'kashus olim shich lochash v'esachorus laflaga lama lo kashvu upershu gamken shetzricha lochash lo'on abeninis. How come? For Adraba, Pshat Devarim Shekosvo, Heishes Choshes Vesa Chos Vaflova, Chayim Ma Shekosvo Vesof, Chayim Hi Choshes Lashneim, Ma Shetik Vecham Mehem, Ma She'en Tzricha Lachosh Lashnei Onus Alol Vesulo. So therefore, based on this, he says his Yisod that on page 16, on the left side, the word Ella on the left, Ella nearly the Hadamrin and Ona Ben Shloshim Yom Haynu Michodesh Lachodesh. In other words, even though the Gemara calls it Shloshim Yom, Shloshim Yom is Lav Davka. It's the Chodesh. Sometimes it'll be 30. Sometimes it'll be 31. It'll sometimes be, in other words, on a Chodesh, in other words, if you want to get from Chaf to Chaf, right, so it'll either get 29 or...
Some months you have an interval of 29 days between Chaf and Chaf, some months you have 30.
Yeah, because if it's a month of 29, so it'll go, you have 9, and then another 20, it'll be 29. But it's a 30, it'll be, yeah. Right, 29 to 30. And that's the Shach Sisod. We normally don't assume like the Shach. But this is the Shach. The Shach is a Kula. Because according to the Shach, you have to just keep one less vessels because there's no separate thing. I mean, look, Ona, as I told you before, Ona Beinonis being as a vessels is not anywhere in Shas. It's an extrapolation of that Gemara of Skena. So you could have said that the Ramban doesn't hold from the whole Ona Beinonis Bator of vessels, and not to say that Ona Beinonis is part of Vesachodesh, but he wanted to assume that all. I mean, he brings down the din of Ona Beinonis, even though he brings it down in the context of, Habam and Aderach and things like that, right? But Lemaisa, in other words, you didn't have to say like the Shach. You could say that he doesn't hold that there's a Zman, or you could say that it's that since that's the din by Zkena, so then. It's understood, but it doesn't mean. But you have to reinterpret that chodesh doesn't mean that beinin shloshim yom doesn't mean shloshim yom. Sometimes it'll mean like Tazet has said. Sometimes it'll be 29. Sometimes it'll be 30. It'll be but the same thing as the chodesh.
Yeah, I don't understand. You say because the Ramban that's he omits is the same on beinin.
Right, obviously he said it earlier.
He said it
on
page 7.
No, but that was
in
the context of the
Torah. Not in the context of Krishna. This is Rov Nashum Kachin Rov. It's Bilam and Lat Lamed. When a woman doesn't have a Vestas, we assume that her stam Vestas is
only 30 days. But he doesn't say that he comes to Vestas.
No, he just says that Vayim and Aderech.
But that's
and
what does that mean? Where's that Gemara?
No, so that's the point. So he's saying.
That's the point.
So the Shach is saying that since he says this in the context of Vayim and Aderech, when is she becheskes Tara up to that point? Right? Like Rashi says, so then when he was talking about what you have to be choshish for over there. He should have said it as well.
But he says it over. Okay, but
read the next line about the Ishri Yishla. The Ishri Yishla Vesta.
Of course, but what was
the other one said the Yom Hari said Mechashi Yimei Vesta. That's Mechashi Yimei Vesta.
Correct.
Right, in other words.
The one is that being 30, therefore, is Mechashi.
No, but if a woman has a Vesta Sakoa, of course. I mean, we're not talking about one who has a Sakoa.
Yeah,
that's
the one that
has a Sakoa for anything.
Yeah.
That's the one for a Vesta.
Yeah, so because.
Well, he's saying that Rok Nashim are seeing Lama Lama.
But that doesn't make it a Vesas, though.
So what is it?
It's a creative Vesas.
Obviously, then why should I be Choshesh? If it's not a Vesas, so then why does it didn't make sense?
That is the Vesas for those who time.
You can't say, oh, it only applies over here. What do you mean? The reason it applies
over here. Tomorrow comes out.
Why does the Gemara say that? because it's a vessel. Otherwise, what?
You haven't called it a vessel. Not one place in the call of a vessel. And he's saying that 30 days is the amount of time that we have to be concerned that she comes if he comes back.
Yeah, okay.
But he doesn't ask her. He's not asking her. Then you
so that's how, the shock comes in.
That doesn't happen. That conversation doesn't happen.
That's what the Shach says. Okay. Whatever you want to, whichever way you want to say Pshat the Rabban, this is what the Shach says. That's clear. And others disagree. Others disagree with the Shach. In fact, the Chacham Tzvi, on page 19, he says, "Harav Balashach, Hebrew Lashon of Poskish Kosher Sorach Lufosh Biyom Lano L'Riyosu Shei Oyde Beinus B'Talmud." Reads Rav Zal Kuyim, and he argues with the Shach. He says, "Kosha Kosher Zelushono, V'Kosheli Al Zed Dimken Haravan V'Rav Shabol Lufosh Bal Chashoshes Lamo Lo Kosher Gamkish Sorach Lufosh Lo Ne Beinus." Name it Yivay Rav Ramah, in kan afilu dimdumei raya, tzvachat kilu simen zeh, because of a shulchan aruch, kol isha shein levesa kavu achol shen shlo, like that's exactly what you were saying, Rabbi Tachman. Rav Shekos of Hashach, Yivli Gdova Bebaas Acher, Shekavosu Hai Shalo Shu Yom Bechol, Shein Lo Tam, Fiyah Shulchan Aruch Klal, Hashach Rosh Alachlok, Vein Shomu Lo, etc. Okay, so he holds that that's included in what he said before, that there's a concept of onabendus. So the Chacham Tzvi argues, and he says, and then the question they ask is the Raivin and the Balei Nefesh. He also brings a Raya from the Raivin and the Balei Nefesh. That's another Raya that the Shach brings, that he doesn't say the onabendus. So to that, the Chacham Tzvi responds on page 21. But because of all the hay muchach b'sefer balei nefesh, shloiske b'sefer klal lochus lo na beinus, and the Rambam loiske klal lochus lo na beinus. Right. So that's also a raya. They don't mention it. So raya should heavy divrei Rambam shkogi v'shtemitzei divrei Rambam magid shehevi beis Yosef shaRambam first had. In other words, those shitas hold that not that it's part of Esther Chodesh, but they don't hold from Ona Beinus. So if they don't hold from Ona Beinus, that's why they didn't mention it, not because it's Niklal. But those that hold from Ona Beinus thinks he says that it should be a separate day. Okay, so Bekitzer, the Shach says what he says, and the Chacham Tzvi argues. Okay, now there's a placey in the supplement here. There's a placey in the supplement on page 1 in the supplement. Okay. So he says a chiddush. You see, normally, what have we said in the past? We said that the vessus is only osa ona, if it's a day or night. And the ona before, that's the chumra of the ozarua, or the tosus rid, whatever. So the place he wants to say a chiddush, that when it comes to page 1 in the supplement.
Also.
So the place he says, what's the concept of Ona Beinonis? That's the way the Rashba wrote. That's when Rov Noshim see. So therefore, any woman that does not have a Vesis Kavua, we say that's her Vesis Kavua. The Ona Beinonis. Ona Beinus is the Vesas Kavua for women who don't have a Vesas Kavua. And that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So he says, but that only makes sense to, for the day 30 to be the Rov, you have to count the night and the day for it to win the election. Because, if you, in other words, if you say day 30 is one composite, the night and the day, then that'll beat out any, that'll be the Rov. But if you count it as separate, that night is separate, the day is separate, so then maybe day 37, I don't know. In other words, it only will be the Rov if you take the composite of women who see at the night of day 30 and women who say the day of day 30, then a composite count, day 30 will be the Rov. So therefore he says, that by Ona Beinonis you have to be Choshesh for the whole 24 hours of the Ona Beinonis, the night and the day. Day 30 means the night and the day. Now, this is different than the Or Zeruah, because the Or Zeruah would say a woman sees on day 33 at night, she has to keep the day before also, always the owner before. He's not saying it midin the owner before, because sometimes she saw that last month a face at night. He'll keep the owner after also, the day. It's not a din of the owner before. It's a din of keeping the whole 24 hours of that. That's the place.
The owner, it's the owner's of Ruah. Only half a day, right? If she
right,
has
so
to see by day, she has to observe the previous night.
Right, and if it's according to Zeruah, if it's derech to see at night,
keep the previous day.
Previous
12 hours.
Right, but according to the placey's word is only by Ona Beinonis. He's not by the Cholva, because that's what made the Ona Beinonis special, is because the Rishonim say it's Rov. It's Rove. Now, what about if you want to really do a zinger, if the woman sees it at night on day 30, so then according to the placey, you have to what? Do it the next day. And then if you want to or Zeruah it, you have to keep
12 hours before.
So then you have to keep 36. So if you're a real zinger, a diehard, you have a 36-hour thing.
You mean like Or Zeruah and like the crazy?
Right. But if she would see day 30 in the day, then she'd keep the extra the night before Al's place here, and the night before Or Zeruah.
Yes.
Then there's no, you know, there's no 36. It'll only be 24. But if she sees at night, then she has to keep the next day midin the placey to make it Rov, and the day before else the Or Zeruah. This is a expounded on in the Sefer Taras Yisrael. I told you, Taras Yisrael. That was the Sefer I was. This used to be the classic Kitzer Sefer for Kilchas Nida. Everyone used the Sefer. Now, no one heard of it. Unless people, someone who knows Sfarim. But Taras Yisrael, they'd have Taras Bas Yisrael. Bekoshi, they heard of that. That's what you say. Right. Bekoshi, they heard of that. Because you know how it is.
It goes back 45 years.
Right. But this goes back. So it says on page 5. Ulinyan Lahoros Vahalacha Kain, who Nagonim Rasa Betchilas Halaila. Okay. And then there is a sheet also, the Prichadash and others, that say, oh, the Bein of this is day 31.
The 36 hour approach, I'm not sure if I understood, because the case is that she had her needs, let's say, on day 30 that you mentioned the month before?
Yeah, she had her needs, you know.
Day 30.
Whenever she had it.
Same, doesn't she have a flood at that point? But you're saying it wasn't the best Kabur.
She didn't have a vest kavua last long.
Otherwise, you just cut out the next 12 hours also.
Yeah. So not everyone accepts this placey. Look in the Sidre Tara on page 4. Odra easy to say the crazy placey. Don't obey the Sidre Kolayom. The Cholalayla, the Libi Lokein Yidme. When he's 90, Deina Sura Albiyom Lamed Riri Shona. So he argues that. But the word is, if you look at Rav Osner here on page 6, you see, the way he presents it, Shulchan Aruch Rav, that the Ona Beinonis, that's a din. And if you hold like the Plesi is not saying it mitam chumra, he's saying it midina. The word Zerua maybe is viewed as a chumra, I don't know, maybe the word Zerua himself. And he says, the Lashon Rishon in Rav Osler says that it's much like the Sidre Tara. In other words, no one said what the place he said. So it's Vanafkimina Bein Ashitos Shechal top second column, first line. Vanafkimina Bein Ashitos Shechal El Tvila Belel Lamed Rosa Beonas Hayom Shim Rosa Gamalaylam Midina Kakrazi Pesi Yef Shalakel. In other words, he's saying, what if the Lel Tfila is on the vestis of the placey? So if it's on the vestis of the placey, she saw in the daytime. So the placey asks is the night before, and on the bainness, Medina. So then there's no cooler that it's the Lel Tfila. But Meina Sur Medina, Biyom Yesh Lahakel, Belayla, Shona Shazarua. So if it's only the Ozerua, then it could be more mako. But if it's a placey vort, then that's Medina, because and if you look in Shulchan Aruch, so you remember we discussed Kuf Pei Tes Dalet, Kuf Pei Dalet Tes. So in Kuf Pei Tes, look on page 14. It's called Kol Isha She'ela Vesas Kavua. So Ona Beinonis is a Vesas Kavua for the women who don't have a Vesas Kavua. And we also consider it a Vesas.
This is
Yeah. But if you look in page test on page 17, Shishan not instructing Bedika Shagir versus Abra versus Lobotkov and Logisha Torah, Lobedika. Yesharm Shasura at Shetivdo. Imeshla versus Kavua. Oshu Yom Shloshim Ava Pishayna Kavua. Right? So, in other words, what's the Nachkamina? Whether it's a versus Kavua, because if it's a versus Kavua, so then it's Asura at Shetivdo. I mean, according to the day in Shulchan Aruch, that when it's Vesas Kavua, it's Asura Chetivdo. The Vesas Shena Kavua is not. That's the steer, because in the other place in Shulchan Aruch, he has an opinion that even by Vesas Kavua, it's Mutaz. But the way he's saying over here, that when something is, according to the day in Shulchan Aruch, that when anything is a Vesas Kavua, it's Asura Chetivdo, so Ona Beinidus is considered, is included. That's a Vesas Kavua. So it's Ashura Achetivdok. So, but if it's a, and that's, so the Chiddush of Ona, so basically what we did is, we took Ona Beinidus. Mekimi, Meofardal, Meashpros, Yilosh, you know, we took it, it was a nothing. It wasn't even mentioned. Now we made it the most important vessels. Because not only it's a vessels, it's a vessels kavua, even for women who don't have. And the nafkamina is that according to that opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that when if you're not bodeg, you're a vessels kavua, you're sura chetivdo. I mean, that was the machlokes theory in the Shulchan Aruch, because the one place in Shulchan Aruch, it was just, he paskas like make your thing like the Rambam, that even by vessels kavua, it's muteris. But the other place in Shulchan Aruch, he asks by Vesas Kavua at Shetivdok, so now this has the status of Vesas Kavua. Oh. Now, if you'll take a look,
how do you resolve this here?
So we normally, steers in Shulchan Aruch are interestingly, how to deal with steers in Shulchan Aruch,
And the both cases, both of these sukkim in the Shulchan Aruch apply also by all types of vessels.
Wow. Hello. If it's a vessels kavua, then there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. What if you didn't do a bedika, right between kuf pei dalet tes and kuf pei tes dalet?
Right. But if by Ona Beinidus, then it applies also
on
the issue of
Ona Beinidus. Ona Beinidus is by definition a vessus kavua,
yeah.
Even if it's not kavua.
Right.
But for any woman that doesn't have a vessus kavua, Ona Beinidus is she gets an honorary degree of an Ona Beinidus vessus kavua.
Right. So
every woman, we don't want any woman to go away not having a vessus kavua. So if she has a vessus kavua, she has a vessus kavua. Every chaf or every chaf beis or whatever. If she doesn't, we give her an owner bainanus degree.
Why do we decide it's kavua? I understand that we're making it kavua, but I still understand why. We need a data to watch. We need a data to make sure that she
dies. Because since Rov Nashim, see, on that day,
but it's not her.
But Rove do. Justin, you want to say something before? I'm sorry.
Every answer,
okay. Yeah, so steers in the Shulchan Aruch are, the different ways of dealing with it. And, I always like to say over the Dvar Shmuel, even though, the Dvar Shmuel says. The Dvar Shmuel was a Kadmon, so, or Shmuel Abuhav. So he says something that, I don't know, I was excited about, other people don't like it, and that is that the Shulchan Aruch was not written by one author. Meaning the Beis Yosef was written all by Rav Yosef Karo, and then he gave out to different Talmidim to write the Shulchan Aruch. You write from Bisimon, and you write. It's just like what someone pointed out, that the Chofetz Chaim, that's written Beferish. He didn't write the whole Mishnah Berurah.
Right.
And in the biography, that's Beferish. In the biography of the Chofetz Chaim, written by his son, he says that the reason why, he says, it's a stira of Maisa Shabbos. And he says the reason why is because this siman was written by my brother, and this was written by my brother-in-law, and that's why there's a stira. So Rav Shmuel Abu Hav says that that's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. That this stira is a Shulchan Aruch, was they were written by different people, and they were never. And you know, so then you would think maybe there would have been one editor in chief to. Okay, so you know. And so others don't like this Rav Shmuel Abu Hav, but it's Rav Shmuel Abu Hav. And Prabhupada many years ago showed me a groa, and the beer hagroa in Hilchas Yontif, where the beer hagroa writes, he says that, you know, there are a lot of steamers in the Shulchan Aruch Kayadua. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to be so concerned. I told this to Rav Eli Stern. Rabbi Eli Stern. He wrote a doctorate on the Gra. So he quotes me. He quotes me, B'shem Rav Abadi, B'shem the Vilna Gaon, in a footnote in his thing on the Gaon. You can look it up and have it in the library about this Mar Mokum in the Bir HaGra in Hilchas Yad. Okay, but you know, a lot of the Achronim, the Nosei Kelim, and the Shulchan Aruch try to, you know, there's a famous thing coming up in Hilchas Hanukkah. There's a famous stira about being mevatel Moshe Shem and Shebaner, and about mevatel Nisim Chatchila by the Rabbanim. There's a famous shtickle.
But
is this, you're saying that Rav Bam Mitzi, we give it an honorary,
that's
a kavod, you know? Yeah.
To read. But
is
this woman, why can't she say,
I never
do, so I'm
going to leave? So let's go slowly now. So Rav Abadi, in the Or Yitzchak, in the supplement on page 7, so he said a very, well, I don't know why it's so radical, but people view it as, This is one of, you know, the psakim that he gave.
Well,
that
wasn't accepted in the mainstream.
That people, that shook
from what I heard.
Let's say what it is first before we say what it isn't. And that was, he said that it's not Shaykh Bismanazer. I spoke to him about this. He says like this. Ulfizeh. אם היה משתנה המצב, רוב הנושאים היה וסתם חוף היום, היה דיר שריך לסוש חושב סתם עונה של חוף היום. ועתה נשתנה המצב, רוב רובם של נושאים, אין להם עונה בינינס, עונה לשלושים יום. He thinks that really the whole concept of עונה בינינס doesn't exist בזמן הזה. And he explained to me, this is what he explained to me, that Mestama, if you'll take a poll of the different days, one day could win. But it's not enough to win. You have to be, there has to be rov. You have to be rov noshim. In other words, you have to have a 51%. In other words, you could have more than, this day can be the most popular day, but it's still not rov, for rov noshim. So he thinks, which is very likely to be the case, that we don't have a rove.
Because it's convenient a rove, that's why he's willing to change it, because of the meaning.
Because the whole yichus of the Onah Beinonis, the way the Rishonim explained, is because, why do we give it the honorary, because since it's the rove, the day that rove nashim, if you take all the nashim together, rove nashim see on that day. So today, that's not the case.
But then it was the thing, and they had the capability of doing such a thing. Like, if we're going to take it very seriously, then we should take it very seriously then too. they have the capability of taking a survey of the road nashim on that, that like what it's done at
Devon. I mean, that in Vestos, you know, the commonality of the Vestos Kavua and the Gemara and the believe me, the only Kamat, I can't say only, but the Vestos Kavua is usually around women who maybe take pills and the pill controls it. So, but if no women would take a pill, take away all the pills today, most probably there wouldn't be a day that's the for the road. There wouldn't be one day that's road. Would not be.
No.
Would not be. I mean, Lechora, everybody's right. So, if you view it as a Takonis Chazal, so it's like, it's Takonis Chazal, Ona Beinus. So that's how, in people's mind, you know, Ona Beinus is a, which is a bit chiddish, because it's hard to say it's a Takonis Chazal, because it's not even in the Gemara, explicitly. So to say it's, so Rav Abaye told me that they complained to Rav Moshe about it, and Rav Moshe, the way Rav Abaye said it over to me, is he says, "Oh, go ask a doctor, you know. Don't ask me. Go ask, you know." So Lamaisa, when I teach Chassanim, let me say a couple of things, then I listen to everybody. I teach it. You know, you do three things: the Chodesh, the Beinonis, and the Afloka. But Lemaisa, he has a point, which is number one. So number two, I once said to Rabbi Gedalia Berger, I said to him, you know, Acharei Kachos HaKol, Rabbi Badi and the Shach are, you know, because what did the Shach do? The Shach took on a Beinonis and he put it on the Vesas HaKodesh. So what did Rabbi Badi do? He just took away Ona Beinonis. So between the two of them, he both left with the Chodesh and the Hafada. So it's, you know, it's not so bad. So Rabbi Gedalia Berger responded to me, the only difference is that according to the Shach, the Ona Beinonis and Vesas HaChodesh are one, so it has a din of Vesas Kavua. Right? Because that's the din. And according to Rav Abadi, it would just, the whole concept of having this honorary versus kavua would dissipate, and because he's saying, because if you're assuming that he didn't argue on that concept of Ona Beinonis being, who says he did?
Every time it says, you think it's
Ona Beinus,
really
HaChodesh. Yeah, but in other words, he's saying Ona Beinus is HaChodesh. It's still Ona Beinus. Ona Beinus is a Vesa Kavua.
But it's not based on the robe anymore. It's based on what she saw.
No, but in other words, he might still agree with the Rishonim that, in other words, the Rishonim say, I don't think Shach is there to argue with the Rishonim. He's holding from the Rishonim. He's saying that this Vesa Kavua of Ona Beinus is the same thing what they said is Chodesh. But it's still on the Ona Beinonis, and therefore it'll have a Vesa. That's what Rabbi Gedalia Berger thought it would be. No. It is
Rove.
It is based on
Rove. It's
not
Rove.
If it's Ona Shein Beinonis, but he, in other words, the Shach, I don't, unless you see, tell me differently, and then the Shach still might hold up the concept of the Rishonim, that Ona Beinonis is a Vesas Kavua. He's just saying that Ona Beinonis is not to be learned as day 30, it's to be learned as Chodesh.
But it's her Chodesh of whatever she saw last month. It's every woman is different. It's every woman's Chodesh is different.
Right, but that's what they see.
So even though it's not a robe anymore.
It's no, it's a robe of seeing. So
on
our Chodesh.
You see a Chodesh. Okay.
I hear what you're saying, but that's what he said. Maybe you could argue with him, but that's what he said. Okay. So Bekitzer, you know, for some people, you know, there's some women that are, you know, hardly can keep Hilchos Nida. So we're trying to make it easier for them. So for them, I would tell them, you know, do the, like the shach or rabbani, whatever way you want to phrase it, and you know, if they could at least do that. In other words, if it, you know, sometimes a rab just called me up last week. He said, you know, this woman, she's hardly this, so what could we, you know, do for her to make things easier, you know? So you have, you know, the shach that's on the, you know, is the shach. You know, that's, so he already did away with Ona Beinus being on a separate day. So it depends on the person, you know, but in, for regular people, I tell them, you know, to do the regular thing. Yeah, what do you want to say, Sean?
This kind of Ona Beinus being a second number comes from that.
So 25 could also be based on the moon.
No,
since it's 25 days from. Well, I mean, you say her cycle has. I mean, but it also has part of the cycle of the moon. Either way, you could fit it into the moon. It's that. It's not a cycle of the moon, but it's no, but it's where the moon is positioned in the sky. That
would be 5 days earlier. Could be 5 days earlier.
Both months are 30.
Yeah, but that could still be affecting her when she's. In other words, if Rove Noshim would see on day 25, so then that's the, so that part of the cycle of the moon is what's causing her to, even though it's not the full cycle of the moon, it doesn't have to be the full cycle of the moon, it can be that part of the cycle somehow is what you know, caused it. Okay, Rabosai, so this is the basic. And as I told you, there are some shitas that hold at day 31. We usually, because the Ona Beinus is 31. We usually don't.
Should I put the second supplement down?
Yeah, what is the second supplement? The second supplement. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the second supplement. Yeah, remind me to do the second supplement. That's the importance of things. Second supplement. But I don't want to. Okay, those that came early today, I gave them the new folders. I ran out, so I'm going to buy more, and I'll give you. But hey, you can take the new thing. So please sign up with Rabbi Tuchman for Tuesday.
Still dates are available.
And I'll buy more. I have the small ones, but I don't want, it can't fit in really the smaller folders. So I'll get more of the 10.5 by 13 that it should fit in.
What does Rashi mean by the woman has a best kaftara, or may the bar mamurim